25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
So today, it's got to be a good day.
Yeah, he said that.
I was about to say it was right 33 there. After, but it will not be for almost a half hour.
Don't
we start this hour, the second full day of spring. Springtime.
Spring.
Prove it. Not here, I won't, because there's still 4 inches of snow on the ground from the snowstorm the other day.
Very cold here in Washington.
You know, it's interesting how people refer to these things as storms. A snowstorm. A snowstorm would be the one that I experienced when I was home in February, where there are 18 to 20 inches. I think we had 24 inches of snow, and the drifts blew stuff up 6 feet. That's a snowstorm.
How are they going to sell you power generators and backup systems for your house if you don't if they don't call it something scary, Doug?
Yes, you're right about that. Thank you, Rich, for bringing that to my attention.
Uh-huh.
Later in the hour, television report, Jennifer off on assignment. Roberta is in the Caribbean until next week. When is she back? Wednesday? Tuesday?
Tuesday she will be back on the air.
All right, yes. So that's good. Richie's taking you off next week to go to the beach. Good luck on on the beach next week there where you are.
I love going to the beach in the wintertime. Yeah. The kids love running around on it and going to visit my aunt, taking my mom to visit my aunt and uncle.
Bulletin. Do we have the drama? Where's the drama?
We got the drama button there.
Find the drama button, will you please?
I will.
It's important.
Where is it? Oh, I have Kiefer.
Damn it! Where is he?
No.
No, not that.
Maybe. Don't you have it like you just put your finger on it?
Yes.
No. All right, never mind. 6 weeks. Speaking of the storm in February, after predicting the weather would change, Groundhog Punxsutawney Phil is now under arrest. The Butler County, Ohio prosecutor and attorney Michael Gosmer has indicted the groundhog, alleging that Phil did purposely and with prior calculation and design cause the people to believe that spring would be coming early. Contrary to the Groundhog Day report, a snowstorm and record low temperatures have been and are predicted to continue for the rest of the month. That constitutes misrepresentation of early spring. People further find and specify that due to the aggravating circumstances and misrepresentation to the people, that the death penalty be implemented for the defendant, Punxsutawney Phil. Not that. I have a lot of them on the farm, and they all have the death penalty.
If I had that little rat in my hands, I'd wring his neck.
Thank you very much,
Ryan. I'm telling you. He lied so big.
All right, there is a big issue in Vermont this week that goes to the heart of personal freedoms, in my opinion. New approach for dying Vermont residents sought by people in the state who want to get a law cooking up there like it has been passed, I think, Massachusetts, I think there are three or four other states that want to look at patients who have a prognosis of less than 6 months and whether or not they should have the right to request that they end it all then and there instead of going on and on and on. A couple of retirees named Dick and Ginny Walters from Shelburne, Vermont. Let's see, he's 88, she's 87 as I put the numbers together. They both are healthy and fit. They've spent the last 10 years meeting with supporters, meeting with people who are not going to make it. They have a little group, and the people of all ages who support them are now supporting this bill entitled Patient Choice and Control of End of Life. It has passed the Vermont Senate and is in the House later, I believe, next week. This is called assisted dying instead of assisted living. Assisted dying, it is illegal in most states, but there have been proposals on the books in Vermont and other states, Richie, for 15 years.
Really?
And support is growing for it in Vermont and Connecticut, New Jersey, down in Maryland, apparently, elsewhere in the country. And they say, quote, it makes ultimate sense to people who have lived their lives in an independent way and don't want to be reduced to an infantile existence in having other people make decisions for them. It's taken us a long time, but we think Vermont is ready for this. Is America ready for this? Is the question. 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. I'm sure that this will be something that a lot of people feel pretty strongly about. Oregon and Washington voters have passed this legislation. I remember what happened. Massachusetts had it on the ballot, but it lost 51% to 49%. I voted for it. The Care and Compassion and Choice Act is what it was called.
You get into trouble in this thing.
Yeah. The church, by the way, doesn't like it. The Catholic Church doesn't like it.
Yeah. I see what they're saying. You're playing God a little bit, you know. But if somebody's...
How are you playing God?
If somebody is healthy...
Yeah.
I don't get that. Why you would... You know, if you are on a rapid
decline...
If you're
healthy, then you don't want to do this.
But you're dying. These people were still...
They are. They're just advocating it because when they get to that state, they've worked... You listen to the story, they have, for the past 10, 15 years, been working as hospice volunteers to help people through the end stage of their lives. And they have formulated this idea, watching hundreds of people die in misery for months and months and months.
Is how do you decide where that point of no return is, and we should give somebody the green light to go ahead and end it?
Because it's their life, they should be able to decide for themselves.
But what if they're...
What if? What do you mean, what if?
What if? What if they still have... But what if they think they only have 6 months? But really, they could walk around for another 5, 6, 7 years.
If it's their choice, I don't think it makes a bit of difference.
So you think people should just be able to off themselves?
Yes,
whenever,
I do.
Because they're afraid that they're going to be...
Not because of anything. If you want to off yourself, how are you affecting anybody else? It's your life. You want to end it? End it.
Well, what do you need a law for then?
Because
plenty of people will walk out in the back of the woods or something.
It's interesting now that you mention it.
Jimi Hendrix did it.
What are you going to do? Shoot me after I've shot myself?
Janis Joplin did it.
Yeah. So that's the question, Richie. Why do you need it? I think it's an attitude.
People that off themselves all the time.
Well, okay. So what's wrong with that? Kenny Kessler, what do you think? You're a practicing Catholic. What's the Catholic Church say about this?
Well, the Catholic Church would say it's a sin, but right. That's over my pay grade. I think it should be, I think it should be the individual person's decision.
Uh-huh.
It's their life.
Yeah, I do too.
But what we're talking about here is the medical system assisting them
in part, yes,
or the state.
You've hit it right. The medical, a doctor gives you a prescription for a drug that will put you to sleep.
That's where everything changes. Uh-huh. It's one thing if you're sitting in your house and you decide, I can't take it anymore.
Okay, but you can't take it anymore. I don't want to shoot myself. I want to have
I'm going to do this.
I want a pill.
Yeah, I don't.
Doctor says,
I'm
okay,
not
I'll
a big fan of us helping people off themselves. If you want to off yourself and you want to take it into your own hands, great.
Well, you are. You're taking it into your hands by going to the doctor and saying, please give me a prescription. I want to die.
I don't think we should be giving people the magic pill to be able to just go out and off themselves anymore.
888-302-3684. I'm sure Kenny will field some comments both on Facebook and on Twitter. We've had a lot of comments this week about the war, the 10th anniversary of what happened in Iraq. And I was talking earlier, if you didn't hear me, about this volunteer group who wants to help Veterans Affairs and the Iraqi and Afghanistan veterans who are in the backlog to wait to get service 125 days. And then I started thinking about the Purple Heart Service Foundation and how good they are at helping. What a shame it is to admit that we need a group like this when so many billions and trillions of dollars go into the war camp. You can be sure that there are plenty of people at Lockheed Martin and at Raytheon and elsewhere where they make the war machinery that don't have to worry about how they're being treated in terms of their health needs.
But the men and women, we have organizations like
that. Yeah, right, because otherwise, you know what the stats are.
Yep.
And so,
just another example about how the private community can do what government can't.
Right. That's a very good way of putting it. And ought not to be. But yet we're being taxed up to the HUSA in order to supposedly take care of these people. You hear them bragging about new VA hospitals and stuff. Okay. What good are the hospitals if it takes you 125 days to get into them? And what's going to happen to your body if you're sick over 125 days? 125 days, folks. 360 days in the year. Cut it in half. And then, what do you have? You got 180. So this is like 4 months of waiting before you get into see someone to take care of your malady or your problem. That would not be the case had you dealt with the Purple Heart Service Foundation, because they are in the faces of those and they have enough pressure behind them so they can get you what you need. Again, a sad commentary on America and American life, but dealing with it in reality, the Purple Heart Service Foundation provides a lot of services that vets don't get from the government that they ought to, a lot of programs that are necessary to help out, but the government doesn't provide. Some of the programs include processing claims for compensation, job training, medical care is the most important thing. So if you would like to help them assist those who have served us in uniform, then I've identified an easy way for you to do it, which is 100% tax deductible. That is, give some money, cash, cars, boats, whatever it is that you're not using, and go online to purpleheartcars.org. It'll tell you how to donate your car or something else like that and where the benefits are. For you, the benefit is tax deductions and feeling good about helping a group that helps so many of our own. 877-743-1631. Again, that number is 877-743-1631. Cash, credit card contributions go to purpleheartcars.org.
Discover card?
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car has OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-464-3419. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-464-3419. That's 800-464-3419. Call 800-464-3419.
Well, boys and girls, it's 21 minutes after the hour. Time for reflection and contemplation about all of the things that are going on in your life. Let's see if we can give you a little charge.
While you're brushing your teeth.
On a good day program, yeah. Use the jet thing to get the stuff between your teeth out.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Beta.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
American Idol, heard the morning after elimination rounds continue on American Idol. So we've got, there are nine people left at the beginning of the show, and at the end of the show, eight left, right, Richie? Isn't that the way it works?
Yes.
So two a week. All right. Got it? Here are the top nine singing Gotta Get You Into My Life. Remember, this is Beatles week on American Idol.
Partridge Family sounding group. Something they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like something you'd hear in an elevator.
Yeah,
when they all sing together.
All right, so let's get off of that then.
I'll
and
tell
into
you what
the.
Was cool.
Can I finish introducing it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much. The Casey Abrams.
Very cool.
Performance. Richie.
Very cool.
Okay, so we've heard four times now. It was cool. Let's see if we agree with Richie. I saw her standing there.
He comes out on a stand-up bass.
I don't like it at all.
Oh, with that Hammond B3 and the stand-up bit.
I don't like it. Now, all right, let's keep moving. Richie, like that.
He has no
the
taste.
Five, I know, I know. That's good. I like you. What does that say about me?
Exactly.
The five female finalists. Hey, say that fast five times. Five female finalists performing here, there, and everywhere. It's a nice version of this.
This is that Angie girl, I think, the one that sings a lot of her own songs. She's very,
very good, yeah. All right. So there's the second song of the evening. The third one, you're going to have to help me with this one, Richie. Neo.
Neo, yes.
And last year's runner-up, Jessica Sanchez, performing a song. Who is Neo?
He's like an R&B guy.
So he has nothing to do with American Idol?
No, he's a very popular
singer. Just there to plug his song.
Yep, this is their new song together.
All right. It's called Tonight. the electric sound that all these new songs have.
Sure, the dance.
Dance songs. Bring back disco.
That's perfect.
All right. So you have the two at the bottom of the list here, and one of them goes home. Which one?
The person with the lowest number of votes who will sing for the save tonight is Paul Jolly. Amber Devin, you are safe.
So Amber and Devin were safe. Paul had the lowest amount of votes, so he got to sing to try and get the judges to say, you know what, we have our one save that we can pull out of our back pocket this season.
Yeah.
And we decided not to use it for you, Paul. Sorry.
Paul heads back to the locker room.
Yep.
All right. Television report coming up. Some ideas from Wendy Williams on Ryan Seacrest. Speaking of American Idol, it's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Scott paper towel 6-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel 6-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Good day, every day. Turn the clouds, we'll free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine. Good day, every day. The mother peacock doesn't.
33 after the hour. Hello. Your friends are among you. I hope you'll consider me your friend. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Therefore, I am Doug Steffen. If Rich came out and said it was the Doug Steffen Good Day program, he could also say he was Doug Steffen.
But I don't. I usually come out and say it's the Doug Steffen program. Right. Doug is out pushing cows around the pasture right now, or whatever. Something like that. Yeah.
But you know as well as I do that Richie has a way of pushing my buttons. And every once in a while, I find that he's one of those people, I think to myself, he's really gotten to me. He gets under my skin.
No, not me.
And then I think about dysfunction. Da-da-da-da. So I was just thinking about something, actually, with regard to you, because we are as close as we are, and we get into these things back and forth sometimes because we both want the best. And we don't have the same, necessarily always the same way of seeing how to get the best out of each other. And right. I mean, this happens in relationships, husbands, wives, children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Kind of dysfunctional because you then get into this, how do you call it, an emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And as you think about what goes on with people like this, just, you know somebody in your life who is just like this. I know you do. And you would like to control this person. You reprogram phones oftentimes and digital devices and computers. Can you reprogram yourself so that this person can't push the button?
Here's the deal with you and I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So my wife and I, we're raising two kids.
Right.
Your wife and you raised two kids.
Yes, we did.
Okay. You and I are raising one child. It's called the Good Day Program.
That's right.
And often you will disagree on how you should best raise that child.
That's true.
And you and I have been raising this child together for 15 years.
That's also true.
And every now and then, you're going to disagree, and you're going to have to say, oh, but no, little Billy has to do this, or little
okay.
Susie has to do this.
And that's okay, as long as we don't...
This is our baby together.
Right. But we don't... As long as we're having a conversation, we don't slam the phone down and walk away. You need to send a message. If there are people in your life that are like this, that you are... He is or she is a reactor... And you're the reactee, and then somehow or other you got to figure out how to get beyond that. And I saw a T-shirt that has a big push button on the front of it.
I'm so buying that for you.
And you can get them. I think you can get them at Staples. All right.
And it says that was easy.
It says push. Right. It just says push on it. All right. So.
Oh, I'm buying that for you.
Get that push. Get the push. Push, 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 push.
And that's their slogan. That was easy. And it's just like when I push your button.
Yeah.
I go,
exactly.
That was easy.
That was easy. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I know you make fun of me all the time. Say, to Jennifer, what's this?
Yeah. Oh, you heard that?
Of course I heard that. Yeah. All right. The March Madness.
It's funny.
Is upon us.
Yes, it is.
How many people have got an office?
We have an office pool here.
You realize that you have about as much of a chance of winning that as you do Powerball. As a matter of fact, I think the story at DougStephan.com, Kenny, today suggests that you have one quintillion of a chance, which is 1 trillion trillion.
Of getting every single pick right.
Of getting a perfect bracket.
Right, yeah.
You wouldn't probably get that. So our poll today at DougStephan.com, are you betting on the March Madness games? A, of course, I do every year. B, I'm not in an office pool. B, C, I am. I'm watching the games. I'm not interested in college basketball. That would be me. But a lot of people are really interested in it. And so help yourself to the poll. We always want to know what you're thinking. In a minute, we'll have the results of our poll from yesterday, which focused on television and TV talk show hosts, as we are doing our television report after we look into what happened in Bell, California. How many of you remember this story? This became not a national, but an international story of corruption. These people were really good. And that's why it got the attention of so many people. And to that point, the trial these people have been on trial now for about a month. The trial declared a mistrial.
Now, Bell, California was the small
little town, 40,000 people
in California, where the commissioner and all of their staff were paying themselves what, like $2,900,000,
ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah, like the county commissioner,
10 times what they should have been paid.
Right, were basically swindling the whole city out of all of them and overtaxing them for millions and millions of dollars for personal gain.
Right. So the jury became so dysfunctional that the judge was handed a note by one of the jurors reminding her to, quote, tell the jury to remain respectful and not to make false accusations and insult to one another. Apparently, they had close to a fist fight in the juror's room. They had to be escorted out of the courthouse by sheriff's deputies so they wouldn't fight. There were fist fights with these jurors, apparently.
What a great place this sounds like to live in.
Oh, my God. So they couldn't come to a decision. It was tense. And so they declared a mistrial. So they have to go through this all over again. Juror, one of the high points or low points of this trial, the juror inquired about Bell's former city attorney, Edward Lee, who was not charged in the corruption probe, didn't testify during the trial. And under the circumstances, apparently he got away with about $1.7 million. But they did convict Victor Bello and George Cole and Oscar Hernandez and Teresa Jacobs and George Maribel of driving up the salaries. But they couldn't get to the heart of the matter, which was how they were getting. They accused them and found them guilty of driving up their own salaries, but there's no consequence to it. Did you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a really strange reality. One of those things.
Jurors were saying they were being harassed.
Mm-hmm. By each other.
Yeah.
Amongst other things. All right, so the salaries were inflated. This story only says that about $100,000, but it was much higher than that. 36,000 people. What did I say, 40,000? Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, the five who were convicted of multiple counts of misappropriating funds, that stands. But there are other charges that they couldn't come up with. Anyway.
1 in 4 people, this county only has a population, this city only has a population of 36,000 people. 1 in 4 of them live below the poverty line.
Yeah.
And they're paying themselves $800,000 to $900,000 a year.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, but the chaos around the jury was what got the most attention, not necessarily the fact that these guys were convicted of most of the charges against them. And then there's one other one I guess they want to try to bring against. It was a mess. And so under the circumstances, you think, okay, is this going on in my town? That's the relevance of this, not what happened there, but is it happening where you are? Could you imagine where you live, Richie, in Maryland? Could you imagine this happening there? Kenny, you're not far from this town in California.
People are going to sleep in this area.
Okay. So Bill Maher, who is a well-known television and movie personality, has an HBO show every week where he basically, because he can use the language on cable, he can use whatever language you want, so he can use the language he chooses to describe Republicans and people that he doesn't like in general, has gone on the circuit, not to talk about politics. Well, I suppose maybe talking about California and how badly it's run is sort of politically, if you get down to brass tacks, the politics in the state of California is really interesting. I live in two states in which I have no identification whatsoever with the political mainstream, Massachusetts and California. The political movements and reality in both of these states are so out of my realm of reality that it almost is laughable that I live in these places and find that the way the states are run is so counter to what my reality is. Mm-hmm. But Marr talks about, Richie, the fact that California is so out of touch with the taxpayer and what they're getting for what they pay.
Here he is. He says that
liberals, you could actually lose me. It's outrageous what we're paying. Over 50%. I'm willing to pay my share, but yeah.
Turn it up a little.
It's ridiculous.
We get the point.
Yeah. So when Bill Maher says, listen, liberals, you could actually lose me because the taxes in California are so outrageous. I'm paying over 50%. What's going on there in California, Doug? Ken?
Well, Kenny, how are your taxes where you are? You're in the mountainous area that's east of San Diego, right?
Yes, I am. Witness protection land.
Yeah. The inside is that a lot of people go to this town because nobody can find it. In essence. All right. So, what are your taxes like there versus, say, what mine might be like in Santa Monica?
I don't know what it's like up in Santa Monica. I know that they're huge here. Personally, I think it's worth it just because I don't have to scrape in the winter.
So you're willing to pay more money to live there because the living conditions are better?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I am. I can see the ocean on the horizon outside my window.
Yeah.
It's the weather is wonderful here.
Mm-hmm. You can do that in Florida, too.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper in Florida than it is in California. A lot cheaper.
It is, but I also have my new family is here.
Your choice is to be with the family. Understood. Right. But if you had a choice and everybody was not that eager to stay in California, would you move somewhere else like Arizona where it's also warm? Can't see the water unless you live in Lake Havasu and you can look at the London Bridge and the lake on the other side of it. But
I don't know. I've lived in a lot of different states, and I have lived in Florida before and enjoyed not paying any state taxes. But I really love it out here.
I wouldn't want to live there all the time. I find that the what's healthy for me is to be moving around a little bit. But I will tell you, I love Southern California. I love the feeling of Southern California. Something about the energy there.
And that's why they feel they can just kill you in taxes.
Well, I mean, I have a little. You've seen my house there, Richie.
Yeah.
And compare that to the farmhouse that I live in.
Right. Yeah. The house in California could fit inside the house in Boston.
Fit inside the first floor of the house in Boston on the farm. And yet it costs me about $14,000 a year in taxes to have that little postage stamp lot a block from the beach. You pay for being a block from the beach.
Yeah.
You pay for the weather. You pay for whatever. And, it is crazy what they get away with because it's pleasant to be there. Now, is it pleasant enough to keep as many people there as who live there? I would rather see, I'm happy that people are moving out of the state because there are too many people here in the first place.
In the past month, you've had Phil Mickelson come out, the pro golfer, and now Bill Maher just saying, I can't take it anymore, uncle.
Well, but you know what? The other side of it is the state's so poorly run, it's so corrupt.
Well, that's
there's
the
so
thing.
Many crazy people. The protection. Santa Monica is a nut, like Cambridge, Massachusetts. They're nuts about anything and everything. If there's a liberal cause, or if there's something, there's some kind of reality we can help this person do that. They go 10 times overboard, and I think that's the case in a lot of places. Although this
which
town,
is fine to an extent. I mean, just at some point you push people too far. Everybody wants to help, but you not to the point where it's breaking you.
Right. I think that's it. Yeah. Exactly. So I ask you this as a rhetorical sort of question. Where you live right now, does it really suit your needs, your desires, your goals, and your feelings of I guess the reason I live in Framingham or have stayed here as long as I have is because I grew up here and I have an emotional attachment to the town.
Yeah.
And is that a good reason to stay here? I'm beginning to question that, frankly.
It's like I told you, I grew up just over the border. I live in Virginia now, and I grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland, just 25 minutes away from here. Yeah. But I can't move back to Maryland because it's become like California.
So just in a rhetorical sense, maybe
weather.
A comment to facebook.com/good day or at Twitter or email to Doug or Richie or Ken at DougStephan.com. Are you pleased with where you live? Or are there moments in your life that you wish, for whatever the reason, that you can live somewhere else? And if that's the case, have you found where you would like to live as opposed to where you seem to have to live?
Would you move?
Would you move? It's 13 and a half for the hour on Good Day.
Discover card.
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend. Decaf.
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
All right, it's 12:04 the hour. Jennifer's not here in this hour of Good Day today, so I'll take it upon myself, with your permission, Richie.
Absolutely, fire away.
To update you on a couple of television stories. Lindsay Lohan is signed for a special appearance with Charlie Sheen on Anger Management.
No,
those
that's
two together,
kind of funny.
They wouldn't have to write a script, just let them go. Right?
Yeah.
That happens next week before she begins her 90 days in rehab. Jimmy Fallon is expected to replace Jay Leno. NBC tripping all over themselves to encourage Fallon to stay. They're going to move the show to New York, where Fallon lives. Meanwhile, Jay Leno is on there until September of next year, and he's not going anywhere. And after that, I'm betting he's going to go to another network. Jason Bateman. There is discussion with him about this new issue of GQ that's out in the stands this week. He says he'd like to have a talk show someday, and he's working with producers to try to find a way.
He'd be good
to do it. He says, I would like to do what Regis did, work until I'm 80-something.
Yeah.
Right? I can't place Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman was in
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development, yeah, yeah, and a bunch of other movies. He was just in that movie you saw that you hated with the bounty hunter.
Oh, thing. That's him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. By the way, she signed up for some extraordinary amount of money. She's very hot now. What's her name?
I don't know. Can't remember.
Can you remember the name of that woman that's in the fat woman that's in the?
The movie was Identity.
Mahoney, right? Isn't that her name?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I want to level Andy Griffith's home, his ex-wife does.
Yeah.
Or his wife does. Yeah.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From bestfares.com, here with the latest in travel news, travel tips, where can you go, get your money's worth. He's a big fan of going to Las Vegas from pretty much anywhere, and Hawaii, and he loves to talk about how cheap it is to go to Europe, if it's cheap to go to Europe. So we'll find out where his focus is in just a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. There are more than 27 million small businesses in the U.S., according to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, word of mouth remains the most popular marketing tactic for the 79% of small business owners who actively market their business. Small professional practices, like doctors, lawyers, and accountants, rely on word of mouth recommendations even more heavily than most businesses. Joe DiNicola works exclusively with these professional practices as Practice Solutions Executive for Bank of America.
When it comes to professional practices, the importance of word of mouth cannot be understated. We found in our research that 97% of the new client marketing is done by word of mouth. Most of us look to our friends and family for recommendations on a physician, dentist, veterinarian, CPA, or lawyer. When looking into these professional services, people rely on the opinions of those they trust, and our research confirms it.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/practice solutions.
That's 5 before the hour. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here. I'm watching sort of a continuing saga, Tom, the U.S. Travel Association. Are you a member of that?
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, you're sort of a member.
All right. Well, this is an industry trade group that did a survey in concert with the Census Department because they're trying to figure out why the number of foreigners coming to our country keeps going down and down and down. So what they found was that most people coming into our country do not feel like they're wanted. They feel unwelcome. Most of them are all people who have been to our country before, some 3 or 4 times, but they feel that the United States is unwelcoming in many different ways. But mostly the hurdles you have to go through to get out of the airport rather than coming in to the airport. They didn't find the problem to be with customs. It's when you leave what the TSA and others want to find out from you. And I can't imagine, what are they trying to find out? Why would there be a hassle on people who are foreigners leaving our country?
I think the other issue is that we do make it very difficult, too, for people to get into this country.
So you think on both ends it's bad?
You know, I'm talking about with like Santiago, Chile, Buenos Aires, places like that. they charge them $130 a security fee just so they can do a check on them.
Oh, I didn't know that. So yeah. People who come in from the South American countries because they may be carrying drugs or something?
No, I thought the reason is for, they're terrorists. Potential.
All right, well, terrorists are. So
and
they everybody.
They do us now. They'll charge us $130.
So if we go to one of those countries in South America, we come back, we have to pay $135 to get checked out?
Each country.
I don't understand what you're saying. They are asking us to pay that?
We started it. We said, you want to come to America, you have to pay $130.
Okay.
Above the price of your ticket and everything else. So we can do a security check on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand Brazil is going through the same thing. And I'm not sure if we're trying to tell Latin America to stay, but there's other countries around. We have this reciprocal agreement. And again, when you have to pay a bunch of money, $130, to have a security check, I mean, we don't pay it to go to London or Paris or any of those other places. But if you live in other places, I think there's like 30-some countries that have to pay this $130 security fee before they can get in the United States.
Residents have to pay. The countries don't have to, but residents, as they might take
it. Flying. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, that could be a major deterrent.
What's the old expression? How to win friends and influence people. There you go. That's how not to do it. All right. Well, let's travel domestically then and see. I saw an ad last night, Southwest crowing about being the largest domestic airline in terms of passengers carried. Is that true?
Well, yeah. Southwest, because of AirTran. And now the old commercial where it says the only place you can find Southwest airfares is Southwest.com.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to AirTran now and find Southwest airfares and Southwest flights on their site, and they're now letting you to fly on them, or it's 100% Southwest. So there's two places now you can find Southwest.com.
Really? What is that doing to the competition? Where can people get the best deals this week because of that competition?
I just think right now, as we go into April, folks are going to be happy it's in April versus March, because guess what? The fares are dropping like a rock. Look
really?
At the vacation packages.
So don't take a vacation
everywhere.
In March. If you're planning going away the next week or 10 days, don't wait till April. That's what Tom seems to be saying. Tom Parsons here from Best.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.